Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart
most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
When somebody's down, people will say, get over it. But when somebody has a sprained ankle, nobody says, would you just walk normally?
So you don't know my dad. Well,
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, hypochondria.
The concept of hypochondria, that people will profess to illnesses that they don't have and seek treatment for those. There's lots of reasons why people might engage in behavior like that. One is that when you're ill, you get attention from important people. And so one reason people may do this is to feel a connection to others. Another thing that can happen is that you have people who have real psychological pain, things that are hard to talk about and hard to put a finger on and hard to recognize where they came from. And so by complaining of an illness, you now engage in something that feels to you more tangible.
Well, and it's important to emphasize, it's not that this is a planned response. It's not like I want attention, so I'm going to say this, and then people respond to me. I mean, much of this is operating often below the awareness of the individual. So it's not that there's some intended deception here. It's that these are real feelings. And I mean, most maladaptive thoughts don't arise because somebody has some plan to figure out how to get people to pay more attention to them. There are associations that become formed. And as Art was mentioning earlier, you know, if you're sick and you have a physical illness, most people are not dismissive of that. And I think without any planning or forethought, you know, you can find yourself talking to people and talking about these aspects of your physical being that now are responded to with very positive, caring kinds of verbalizations and attention and that kind of thing. Again, without any intentionality on the part of the person who's making these assertions about themselves.
And of course, a lot of bodily signals are somewhat ambiguous, right? I mean, you know, you wake up in the morning and your back hurts. Is that because you have a tumor or because you slept funny, you know, or because you over-exercised the day before? I mean, there's many possible reasons why something might occur. And we treat those differently in ways that then affect how we feel in the future. I mean, all of us have had the experience of thinking, oh, I have the flu. If you live in Austin, you had this experience of thinking, oh, I have the flu, and then realizing it's late December, early January, and you have Cedar fever. And immediately, your behavior changes.
Yeah.
Right? You go from, oh, I have the flu, I need to be lying in bed under 30 blankets, to, oh, the heck with this, I'm not letting Cedar get to me this year.
Yeah.
You know? And it's the same set of symptoms in many ways. But once your belief changes about the cause of it, you feel differently. Now, of course, if it really is the flu, eventually that's going to catch up to you. But if in fact it was just Cedar fever, it was allergies, then just by changing the way you think about what's happened, you change the way that you act. And so if you have an association in which you've gotten positive outcomes psychologically for yourself by treating the symptoms that you're experiencing as the symptoms of more of serious illness, that can actually promote professing to more serious illnesses. Part of the danger with that, with hypochondria, is that the treatment of disease often can create side effects where by getting medicated for something or having invasive tests done or things like that, you can actually create a problem.
Yeah. And I want to go back to something that Art said a couple of minutes ago about the way we interpret signals that come from our bodies. You know, whether it's a pain signal or just a sensation that's benign or whatever, our frame of mind has a lot to do with how we interpret that. As Art was saying, you know, I have a pain. Is that just something that is going to go away a little bit, or is it a sign of something more ominous and dire that's going to develop into something more in the future? And so you can see the deep connection between just your sense of well-being and the way you interpret those kinds of things. I mean, we've all experienced from time to time a more pessimistic interpretation of some signal from our bodies than at another time when we have a more optimistic view of that, about that's probably nothing, and it's probably going to take care of itself and those kinds of things. And I think, you know, one of the things about imagining aspects of human behavior that people see as a problem, and I think most people see hypochondria as potentially a problem, is that we all experience a little bit of that, right? I mean, it's not that no one ever overinterprets, you know, something they're experiencing in their body. It just depends on how much does that become the habit where you generally take a more negative view of things that you experience.
Yeah, and some of this, of course, also has to do with the level of mental resilience that you have at any given moment. When you're feeling upbeat about life, then a pain or a, you know, even a minor illness, you may actually just kind of work through that because you have a lot of other mental energy. And then there are times where you're just down and out, and even the slightest pain is overwhelming. In ways that will, you don't even want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's, you know, in some ways the same bodily signal being interpreted through a system that's in a very different state. Again, there's a temptation to then say, well, so whenever you're not feeling well, well, just darn it, snap out of it. But really that's not the solution. The solution is not just to say, well, just snap out of it. You know, we have to train ourselves to really pay attention to our body signals and to develop strategies to help us to interpret things in the healthiest light.
Next week, we'll talk about experience and memory with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is usually our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head for KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.